Good morning. You're listening to news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Patrick Fort. Stein Erickson was an icon in the Aspen skiing community. He was an Olympic and world champion, and he was the first male ski racer from outside of the Alps to win an Olympic gold medal. He also started some of the first skiing schools here. Erickson passed away this weekend at the age of 88. Magna Nasdal was a colleague of Erickson's, and he joins me now on the phone. Magna, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
So, Magna, tell me how you first met Stein Erickson, and what were your first impressions of him?
The first time I met Stein Erickson was as a spectator at Voss, Norway, on a national championship. A very good skier compared to the rest of us, so to speak. This was in the beginning of his career. He hadn't, at the time, he hadn't won any gold medals or world championships. And I was probably about maybe 18 years old. That was in 52 or 53. So you can figure out how old he was then.
On a bigger picture, what do you think his contribution to skiing and the ski culture and the ski scene here in Aspen was? What is his mark that he left behind?
In 1954, he won the slalom, the giant slalom, and the combined over and over in Sweden. And then he came from there, the next winter season to Michigan, and then he went to Heavenly Valley in California, and then he came to Aspen Highlands. So, he got around quite a bit. And the impact he had on the skiing in Aspen was, being a world or former world champion, people wanted to come and see him ski and ski with him to a certain extent. To us guys that worked for him, he was more of a friend than a boss. We went and had a beer with him after skiing and, that type of thing. And we went skiing with him quite a bit. Every week he took us out and skied with us. He was a buddy, more so than a boss.
So he kind of refreshed skiing in Aspen.
Yeah, he had a different technique than everybody else at the time. It was called delayed shoulder.
And tell me about that technique a little bit. I've seen pictures of Stein skiing, and it's almost as if his hips are kind of parallel with his skis going down the hill.
Hips being parallel to, you mean way to the inside?
Yeah, they're yeah. They're turned very sharply.
Well, when you do that, you get a better edge on the ski, and that's why he was so fast, especially giant slalom, because he rode on his edges a lot. He didn't slip a lot around the turns.
And was that something that other skiers were doing, or was that something that kind of Stein made his own?
Well, that's kind of what he made his own, yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was a pleasure.
That was Magna Nasdal. He was a colleague of Stein Erickson's. Stein passed away this weekend at the age of 88.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.